Sure.
Thank you for holding. Is this Eric?
This is.
Hey, Eric. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right. Doing well.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to help. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions like about our services or how we can help your business?
Probably nothing but questions.
I love it.
At this All point. Right.
You're talking to a guy that's been a Google certified technician for 12 years, so.
Okay.
I can help you.
Well, here's the shtick, and let me know, I mean, maybe you'd have some insight on this or not.
Sure.
So it's a new business.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my license last year. We've got the website, you know, built, and we've got it live.
Okay.
But it's not currently searchable on Google, and so
mm-hmm.
we went through the Google workspace, and we were trying to do something with the business name as far as, like, owning it or claiming it or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I originally used my personal email to do that, and then we switched and tried to use the business email instead of that and tried to claim the business, but then Google suspended... suspended the business or business name.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're back and forth and trying to dispute that with Google,
mm-hmm.
considering they have suspended the business due to, like, whatever the heck, because we just did a couple different emails. Discrepancy or maliciousness or something going on with however they worded it.
Yeah.
So now we're disputing that.
Already, you've done a great job there just explaining to me that part. So what it is your Google business profile. You got to create and verify a Google business profile just to even have your company exist on Google as a company, right? So that's what you're
right,
trying to
right.
create, right, was your Google business profile. One issue I found online, aside from just the emails, usually the email is not a problem. When they see multiple emails, they'll just send the messages that they need to correspond to all of them. Make sure you get them somewhere. But what they look for is name, address, phone number, and website. When I look up your business online, obviously I don't see anything on Google, but I see these other programs, Angie's, other directories on here. There is an address, 12800.